Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Humboldt County Elections has issued over 41,000 vote-by-mail ballots for tomorrow's presidential general election, with 21,000 voted ballots returned as of yesterday. The Humboldt office wants voters to know they can return their vote-by-mail ballots on Election Day. They may do so at any polling location in Humboldt County between the hours of 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. or at the Humboldt County Elections Department on H Street. Please remember to bring your voted ballot sealed in the envelope provided and sign and enter your residence address on the left side of the envelope where indicated. Authorities report Friday night what appears to be a hit-and-run. It resulted in the death of a 35-year-old female pedestrian. The collision was reported on Klamath Boulevard north of State Route 169. Emergency personnel from the Yurok Tribal Police responded, and CHP reports the woman was walking or lying in the southbound lane of Klamath Boulevard when she collided with the unknown vehicle. At this time, the name of the woman is still being withheld pending notification of family. Anyone with information is asked to contact Del Norte Sheriff's Office. A federal judge ruled that Caltrans can begin work on preparations for the Willits Bypass construction project. Environmental groups are not happy. They have sued over the project, claiming it will harm sensitive wetlands, including salmon habitats and endangered species. But the judge's ruling will allow Caltrans contractors to begin removing trees and vegetation from the site of the four-lane bypass, which will bypass downtown Willits when completed. Environmental groups have promised to turn up the pressure on Caltrans. The City of Eureka announced that road construction will be performed at one of the city's busiest intersections beginning this morning and continuing through the week. Work crews will work on the driveway of the Humboldt Bay Fire Station. There will be heavy construction equipment in the area, along with work crews and traffic controls will be in effect. Eureka Police detectives conducted a follow-up investigation into the standoff between Jeffrey Wood and law enforcement on Cooper Lane last week. Wood was arrested following the incident after he called 911 and said that he heard intruders in his house and that he had armed himself. When officers, the county SWAT team, and a mental health unit arrived, Wood refused to exit the house for several hours, and when he did, he was arrested on the weapons charge. After securing a search warrant for the residence, detectives found evidence of indoor marijuana grow as well as evidence that Wood had fired his handgun several times during the incident, leading to the weapons charge. So Wood is now facing a resisting arrest charge along with an allegation of manufacture of an illegal substance. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
For today's segment of our community, we begin discussing the impact of homelessness in our region. It's a serious problem up and down the coastline, as downtown, Old Town, and business districts have to contend with the eyesore, health problems, and financial burdens of the homeless. We asked Eureka City Manager David Tyson about the cost in terms of people's attitude to the homeless problem.
People are becoming more and more angry at that situation. And on one hand, I'm glad that people are, you know, taking some ownership and recognizing there is a problem, and it's a problem that we as a community, not just Eureka, but we as a community need to try to address in a more proactive way.
It's been a growing problem over the years, and Tyson believes it may be bigger now than ever.
And right now it's you know, reached a pinnacle of sorts.
Stay tuned next Monday as we start looking at what solutions different communities have used to lessen the impact of homelessness. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.